And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of Save, City of Heroes Radio. I'm your host, Rich. Along with me, helping out, is Nikki in the studio. Thank you, Nikki.
You're welcome.
And with me are very special guests, Mr. and Mrs. Wentworth. Not Worthington. I don't know where that came from the other night. I'm sorry about that.
Forgiven.
They are with RealWorldHero.com, a fine charity group, and we're going to ask, I guess we'll start. Well, introduce yourselves. You can say whatever you want. So,
well, sure. I'm known in City of Heroes as Mr. Wentworth, but in the real world, I'm Joel Garcia, and my wife, Karen.
I have two nom de plumes, I suppose, in City. A lot of folks know me as Mrs. I'm going to say Mrs. Worthington now.
See?
It's all your fault, Rich.
I'm sorry.
Who is this Worthington gentleman?
I have no idea.
She's two timing. I'll look into this.
Mrs. Wentworth, there we go. And then also as Sultry Siren.
DJ Sultry Siren of The Cape Radio.
Of the Cape Radio. Well, actually, Sultry Siren is my original character on City of Heroes on the Infinity server.
Oh.
This is way before I got involved with the radio station. And I still have my original character in her original outfit, and I still play her all the time, and she's 7 years old now.
Yeah, mine.
And she's still 50.
She is, too.
My main is still sitting there, sitting at the steps of Atlas Park with holding his torch. He should be an 8-year veteran, but they never put out the 8-year veteran badge.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was like way before this whole thing happened. I don't know why they didn't put one out, but anyway.
Yeah.
Real World Hero. And the website is realworldhero.com. Why don't you tell us about this? For those people who don't know what it is.
Well, back in 2009, I suppose it was, the devs held their HeroCon event, which later became called the Pummit. But we went down to San Jose and attended that, and we were so happy to meet so many other really great, nice, friendly people that were part of the same community as we are. And the devs were so nice and welcoming. We had such a great experience. As we were there and enjoying the event, the idea just started, formulating in our minds that personally we've been involved with charity for a number of years. And when we left HeroCon, we decided that we were going to try and do a charity drive within the community, just, to do something entirely within game, involving that community of players that we knew and that we were friends with and that had inspired us. And so we did. It took about, I think, 48 hours to put up the website and to contact the Ocho at the time.
Well, we visited the Ocho before we even left HeroCon, and he was just to see if he would be receptive at all. And he was totally for it, and he was such a big help first year. He was absolutely amazing and really helped us, kind of navigate the, okay, who do we have to talk to get approval for this?
Right.
back in Spider-S Network that is the marketing / legal team of any game studio.
If we could help raise, $200 or $300 for each of the charities that we were talking to, that would be awesome. And so was that one when the donations reached $10,000 that first year. And we knew that the community was really special, that everyone felt like we did, and it was awesome. And we were committed. We had to continue doing it. So we've done it for 3 years now, and a total of almost $30,000 raised for 4 separate charities. And here we are getting ready to start our 4th annual charity drive, Zeroes and Beyond.
And Beyond. So now how does this work now? We go to the website, we sign up, or you just click on a link, or?
We've made it very easy to do.
Okay.
We don't actually transact any of the money to Real World. What we provide is a link that goes directly to PayPal and donates the money directly to the PayPal account of the charities that we support. So that way, all of the donations go straight to the charity. And so once the event begins, all you need to do is visit realworldhero.com, select one of the charities that you'd like to support, and make your donation. And the tools that we have on the website keep track of the quantity of donations that are being made. And we do events in-game to support the the drive and to encourage people to visit the website for that period of time.
Cool. Now, what are the charities that you guys support or that we could donate to? Hello?
Can you hear Karen? Karen's talking, but she can't be heard right now.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Hey, mute button, so much fun.
Yeah,
I forgot to take it off.
We do that by accident once in a while here.
The charities that we support are Child's Play, Donate Game, Operation Gratitude, and Heifer International. And, the reason that we originally selected the charities we did is because they were, kind of gamer-related. But then we also, our second year, we added Heifer International specifically because we wanted to give the international community a way to also participate. We do have international support. At the time, we're very separate during the first charity drive. You look at the European servers, it was its own entity. But with everything being inclusive, by that second year, we wanted to make sure that we could get everybody involved. So it was just a natural thing for us to add Heifer. And we actually did contact them the first year because we were kind of hoping to loop people in anyway.
Right.
But Heifer wasn't ready for us.
Oh, really?
So yeah, they're like, wait, PayPal? We don't have one of those. We're like, okay, well, that sucks.
All right.
We want to give you money, but we can't. that's backwards. So they stepped up and joined us in 2010 for the second drive.
All right, guys. Now, can you explain what each of these charities is?
Sure. So, Child's Play was founded by Mike Krulik and Jerry Holkins of the comic strip Penny Arcade, and essentially they donated more than $5 million in toys and games and books and things like that to sick children in hospitals across the United States and around the globe. And
I think their number is over 7 million.
Is it over 7 million now? Oh,
wow.
Well, I have to up my head, apparently. So, provide games and systems and things like that to children who are kind of stuck in the hospital. Kids have things like leukemia or being treated for cancer, have to go to chemotherapy. You're stuck in a hotel room for weeks at a time, or not a hotel room, a hospital room for weeks at a time with nothing to do. And a lot of the time you're isolated, somebody has a cold or something on the floor, you can't even leave your room. And that's boring for a 6 or 7 year old. And it's this interminable horribleness. So try that a little bit more of, hey, you're a kid and here's some childhood things to do while you're stuck is really, really beneficial to those children and those families because it gives them something positive, to look forward to have to deal with that thing. And of course, because it's a hospital, all the game systems and things have to be new. They can't be donated or these dumb game or anything like that. You can't just give it to a kid who is sick. I don't know where it came from. Which leads us to games. Donate Games is a charity that actually takes those games from gamers who, if you played a game on your Xbox and it was fun, but you've beat the game and you're done, well, what do you do with it? You can put it in your garage sale, supposedly, but nobody's going to buy it. And wouldn't it be better to just donate it, get a better tax write-off, and then have that money support those kids? So that's what Donate Games does, is they take donated games for people who don't want them in game systems and things like that. They put them up on their store online. They sell them to other gamers who want them, and then they take the money to support orphan diseases. And it's not what you think it is. It's there's a lot of various diseases, childhood and otherwise, they get a lot of airtime. You look at things like breast cancer and whatnot, but when you look at some very minor, small, little, tiny thing that like 8 people on the planet have at one point in time, it's completely devastating to those 8 people. But they don't get any support. So what Donate Games does is they use the money to support those people and help them, each other through forums and things like that, actually make that connection and to get the help that they being in, you know, dealing with their own diseases. So, Joel, you want to talk about Operation Gratitude?
Sure. Operation Gratitude has been several years, and our primary mission is to provide care packages and support to our U.S. military overseas. And so they've sent, thousands of packages over to U.S. military, who are always extremely appreciative to receive any assistance from home. And, you know, during our 3 years of doing this, we've received so many comments from military personnel who says, thank you for, you know, for supporting Operation Gratitude. You may not know, but, you know, we play the heroes, and, you know, people are always commenting how much, you know, they enjoy seeing that. And it's an amazing ground beyond organization where other wanted to enlist, and she couldn't do it with her mother. So she needed to do something, and so she did. So we feel very proud to have been able to support them over the years as well. And Heifer International is a worldwide organization whose mission it is to help enable, empower communities around the world to take care of themselves and feed themselves by providing livestock. If a community can support itself through raising their own animals, then and breeding them, that's part of the requirement, is that when they provide to a community, that stock needs to be raised and bred, and the offspring are shared among the community. So it's something that grows and blossoms into a new industry for the community, rather than, you know, a bag of rice, say, that would have a temporary benefit.
Right. Those sound like very cool charities.
You know, there's a ton of, we've gotten questions, you know, to add up as well, mm-hmm. and I can't say that we won't. At this point in time, we've been very happy to support those four charities over the years.
Cool. So I expect every out there to donate this year. Every within earshot. No excuses.
Twice, right?
Twice. Right. And don't give the money you the first time. Say, okay, I'll give it twice.
Any amount is welcome.
That's right.
Well, and we always, you know, we always tell people, because, you know, people have, you know, various things that have been, you know, throughout the year, and not everybody can always donate, and that's okay. You know, I have friends that have approached me, and, well, you know, I gave a bunch of money last year, but I'm just really trapped, and I just can't. It's like, that's okay. The point is that you are actively looking to do something.
Right.
So even if you can't give, you know, $10, well, maybe you can give $5, or maybe you can give $1. It makes a big difference. And, you know, tell other people about it, because donating time is also, you know, fantastic. And it's the way to other people who, you know, maybe you don't have that $10 wallet today, but you have a friend who's got $15.
Right.
Exactly. It's, you know, when we began this, we chose that our mission to encourage to realize that they could be heroic in the real world, even if we don't have, you know, power to fly or, you know, superpowers that we can fight off injustice with. We do still have the ability to do small things, and those small things add up to very much when we all work together.
That's true. That's very cool. Because as the saying goes, this is what we do.
Exactly.
That's right.
Very cool.
I think I know the guy who said that.
I think the guy who said that is hanging out in the chat room.
Is he? Oh, you mean that Tony?
Franklin Delano Roosevelt hanging out.
You mean that Tony Vasquez guy I've heard about once or twice? That was on the show before.
The deliciously fantastic Tony B, who still has not given me his address for the care package that I've got for him. Hello, I'm calling
you,
out on
that
the radio.
Way I
well, you know, watch this segue. If he wants to call in and talk to us, he can call at 4-6-4-7-8-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0-0- left-hand, you click that, and you call into the station, ready for this, for free. Free is good, and free is good in today's economy.
Free is very good in today's economy.
I just was flinging that. I don't know if they'll call in. Well, maybe
if we taunt him, he will, right?
Right. All right. So now, and City of Heroes goes down. Did you do the game then, or?
Well, that's one of the things that we had to discuss. Is can we have real world hero, and what will it look like? And sorry, I just got distracted by two videos.
Yeah, I bring that too. No, I don't know what I mean.
Anyway, and we had to talk about whether or not, it was a viable thing. And we've talked actually in the past, especially with one of the charities specifically, about, adding additional, games and, how to make it scalable, to get more people involved. And so it's not something that we hadn't talked about at all, but it was something that was, now it's necessitated because of the game, hanging by a thread. So what we decided to do is this year's Real World Hero will start on November 1st.
Okay.
And though the game closes on November 30th, the drive won't end until December 15th.
Okay, that's cool.
Because what we want people to do is we want them to participate in the drive, but then we know that everyone's going somewhere else. So take it with you. Spread it to, wherever you're going. Joining in a guild, or if you're already starting to, to hunt around and look at other games, talk to the other players that are there. I know that there's several games that have very large expats community in them already. And there's a lot of games that have, global channels already set up for City of Heroes players that are I'm a member of a couple of them over on Champions. Because, that's where the radio station, radio going to go to online at the Secret World. There are channels and people are actually being welcoming. They feel really bad for us. This is our home and we've been here for years and basically say, thanks so much, see ya, the door hit you on the way out.
It's funny, it's the game's been around 8 years, but it's not even like we've lived this time. It's like the game is just getting better and better, so you can't even say it's in its prime, because obviously, I read question was dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're not kidding me. On the storyline, there's no way it was prime. The only event that was coming next.
It's definitely a question that. But we know that, as it closes and, move on into other communities, that we had some minor celebrity here in City of Heroes. And if I log into any server and we'll see running around on Mr. Wentworth, ask me, hey, are you Mr. Wentworth? Yeah, I am. And if I tell you to come to Real World Hero and consider making it a charity, you might do that. But if you go into some community, you don't know me and ask the same thing. Well, what we're asking is that when people take the City of Heroes game tournament, that you offer Royal Hero and that you help to grow that name and continue.
Okay, so it's breaking up.
Yeah, I'm a couple of minutes as well.
I'm sorry. I don't know. Let me see what's going on here. Oh, that's why. City of Heroes running in the background. Sorry, I guess I can't do anything while I'm this. I just shut it down.
Hi, gaming.
No, actually, my guy just...
On a gaming podcast.
I know. Stand holding a torch.
That's okay.
There's farmers on
them. I'm everything.
Nobody wanted to hear it anyway, Joel.
All right, yeah, okay, it's off. I guess I'll put out.
Let's see. I'll ask. we'll see what they say. So yeah, I mean, there's so much good content coming up, and even the last 6 months, and thing after thing, it's been so exciting, and it's like it's almost to the point where I haven't got it all. I'm like, whoa, slow down, because I can't catch up.
I still have not finished Night War. There's one of the trials I still haven't even brought yet. The Mayhem one.
Oh yeah, that one's fun.
I haven't tried that one yet.
I love like the dark story art. I mean, they're well done, and it was mind blowing. It's like, this is amazing. And I don't know if you had a chance to see the video of Khaleesi Worf.
Yeah, I saw that. Yes.
I want to cry.
I know. I was like,
oh. A zone that, yeah, okay, you can get to it with a record file, but you can't play in it and you can't go visit it. And it's like getting a postcard, and you can never go there.
Don't be sure.
Yeah. Like,
I tried to walk to the test the other day. Did they move us up to beta?
I think it's all on beta. That's available on test or beta. I forget which one it is. I think it's beta. Is I-24, which is the stuff that they were going to roll out.
Right.
It's part of I-25.
Okay.
Source files are available on the beta server, so
right.
if you do a demo record, you can get into it because everything is there, but not like not all of the textures are there. So if you watch the video that's on YouTube, you can see that there's spots that, you know, obviously something is going to go in that space. There's like a park that has some tents in it, and the tents aren't textured; they're little white blocks, things like that. But a lot of the zone is complete, and it's just breathtaking. And I want to go.
I know. I want to check that out.
And I had like this glorious gazebo that was just like perfect. For,
yeah, oh, I saw that. Exactly. When I saw that, I said, oh, the amount of RP events that could be held there.
I know.
People will be fighting over that for months. Uh-huh. They could do something there.
You have to start scheduling it.
Unfortunately, we can't right now.
Yeah.
I'm still holding on to hope, though. I still say we fight the good fight to the end.
Well, you know,
sure, yeah.
That's just
we
me.
We don't want to give up too soon. We got, yeah. You know, we've got a point to make, if nothing else, and we should continue doing what we're doing. You know, Save COH has a lot of momentum behind it still, and we can't let that go just because the date is getting closer to the 30th.
And unfortunately, I couldn't go, but this weekend is the New York Comic Con.
Nice. I hope there's a good showing. Yeah.
I went back and my leg was feeling better. I made the attempt to go there and do something.
Mm-hmm. I heard we're going to have a student present.
Oh,
there you go.
That would be cool. I heard. And
yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go.
No, I heard Peter Davison was going to be there.
Mm.
I was like, oh, one of the doctors.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So.
Yeah, I'm still hopeful, but I am also realistic that, you know, even if they were to sell the IP at this point, and despite their, I will be nice.
Okay.
despite their lying nature in their PR release, because that was just the biggest load of manure I think I've ever seen come out in a press release. It was ridiculous. Despite that, even if they were to find somebody right now that would purchase the IP for whatever exorbitant price that they're probably hoping to sell it for, even if they're looking to sell it, which I kind of have a feeling they're not, I doubt that the new owners would be ready in 6 weeks to just take everything over. There's going to be some sort of, you know, if big, huge, oh my gosh, stomp you to death, if something was to happen, I think that there would still be some upheaval. At the same point in time, I really hope that, like, there's some, you know, Zorro character on a white horse or whatever that comes riding out of the woodwork to save us.
Right, right.
You know, and I know that we, you know, we're actively trying to save ourselves, which I think is great. I think that overall the community has really, you know, bonded together over this, and I think that this is a good thing. You know, if you look at the track record of NCSoft and the way that they twilight their games, it's really deplorable. It's honestly one of the most obscene, unethical things I've ever seen a company do. And they used our money to fund the development of another game that is not even a genre that typically plays well in the U.S. market. And frankly, is borderline, you know, pedophilic pornographic. I'm not going to play that game.
Which one is this?
Blade and Soul.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it.
Oh, my gosh. Have you not seen it? Yeah.
You know what it is? After this, I don't even want to look at another NCSoft game.
Yeah, we've been calling it Boobs and Shame. It's bad. Because all of the characters in it are, you know, 12-year-old type stylistic with jiggle physics. It's just, it's bad.
Ugh.
And it's, as a female gamer, I refuse to play it. And my family, you know, not just Joel and I, but my sister plays, and my brother plays, and my sister's fiance plays, but we also have three children. And our children play with us. They're always supervised. They never play alone.
Right.
But I can't conscionably let my children play any of these games, even supervised, because I don't want my daughters seeing that, because it's inappropriate. And it's such a bad image to give to a 13-year-old. I just won't do it.
Even beyond
the animations and the body stylings, I think that the game is far too violent, at least for our taste. You know, we're used to a certain style of game that doesn't, you know, depict blood smatters, and it shows mercy to someone who's been defeated. I've seen videos where you've got your enemy on the ground and you continue to pummel them when they should have faded away and gone to jail already, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, right. So they overdid the violence. They're really hyping on the violence of this game.
Really hyping on the violence, really hyping on the overt sexuality of the characters. And I'm not saying that you know, that COH is all clean and wholesome, because we all know that Puckity is the hotbed of
okay, here's a story.
Of cat girls. But at the same point in time, it's if you look at the artwork from each of the games side by side, it's so blatantly obvious. And even the not the in-game art, but the marketing artwork is very suggestive, and not in like a, you know, 1950s pinup sort of way, but in a I need to hide this from my dad.
All right, I'm going to the website now. curiosity's gotten me just in like.
There's a couple of side-by-side things on a thread on the Titan forums as well, so you can see those.
You know, in our day jobs, we are marketers. We do online marketing, and we do, graphic design. And so we're informed on the tricks of the trade that are used to drive the eye.
Right.
So when we see, you know, the kinds of images that are being used, and we see the kind of tricks that are being used to drive your eye right to what they feel is the selling point, you know, it's just unconscionable that they're pushing that to us in replacement of City of Heroes, which, you know, by a completely different standard is, you know, people in tights, but they are superheroes. That's the iconic costume of a hero, and they are out for, you know, the good of humanity.
Okay, I see one of the pictures you guys are talking about.
Well, there you go.
Good Lord.
There have been some wonderful images being created by a community member named Turgeon. He's been putting some great captions on those. If you haven't been to the Titan Network forums, there you go. Karen just posted a link for you.
Oh, okay.
You can take a look at those. And the captions are very fitting, and I think tell a good part of the story.
Right. So yeah, the link that I just shared to the Titan Forum thread, if you go to that, you'll actually see one of the images from Blade and Soul from their marketing, and everything in that particular marketing piece is designed to draw your eye directly to her chest.
Oh yeah.
Not to mention the fact that there are several things in the ad itself that, while taken completely out of context, okay, there's a mountain and there's a waterfall and things like that, those are actually very phallic. And there's a reason for that. It's that stylized artwork, and it's a marketing ploy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the fact that they're shoving this at us going, oh, well, you probably won't notice, and it's going to be all in your head. No. I see what you did there.
Yeah, I mean, somebody who knows who's playing Nuffies can see what's going on.
Right. So, and it's completely different, you know, than what we're used to. And I'm not saying that we need to have a game that is, you know, necessarily City of Heroes 2, though that would be great. It's just so far flung from what we were playing that there's absolutely no desire to flip over to it at all. So, yeah, it's unfortunate that they consider our entire community so expendable.
Right.
Especially, you know, I understand the market, you know, how that works in general. You know,
right.
we're a very small sliver of their budget. But at the same point in time, we were a stable sliver of their budget. And most companies, if there's something that is stable, they're not going to touch it. Typically you look for things that are costing you money.
Yeah.
Not something that is actually making you money.
Like, isn't two of their big games right now costing them money?
Yes.
And they're
sure.
Still, and
Blade and Soul cost them $50 million to develop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And Guild Wars 2 was losing money, right? Isn't that...
Yep. And guess who paid for it?
We did.
$15 a month.
Did.
My $15 a month.
I have two accounts, so they got $30 a month for me.
$30. Well, we've got three, and that doesn't count my brother and sister and the fiance. So
you owe us big time.
Yeah,
pay us back.
It's very frustrating to see that you know, just because somebody made a decision in a boardroom, you know, on the other side of the planet, that we're losing our community, because our community, and this is something that I think that they've failed to realize, our community has value.
Yes.
And that's something that they're completely just, I think, not understanding at all. Right before they released Guild Wars 2 here at the end of August, they actually hired a new PR company, HK Strategies.
Okay.
And frankly, you know, from a marketing perspective, I think they're doing a terrible job, because they haven't responded to, you know, the massive outflux of tweets that people have done, to any of the Facebook posts, to any of the social media things that our community has put out there saying, hey, talk to us. And we've met nothing but silence. They're also not doing a good job of just the general day-to-day stuff either. If you go to NCSoft's Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
I find this incredibly amusing. There's actually pictures that people have tagged NCSoft in that are basically, you know, meme photos saying, hey, you know, you screwed up.
Right.
All of those great things that are out there right now are being tagged on their own pages, and they're not even responding. There's hundreds and hundreds of comments on their Facebook page that nobody's paying attention to. And then also, there's, if you go to any of their videos on YouTube, people have made comments on them. People have made negative comments on them, on, you know, why I'm not going to play the game, why, you know, why I will never buy another NCSoft game ever, you know, how they're not going to support not only the you know, NCSoft themselves as a distributor, but how they're not going to support the studios that NCSoft is funding either, because of the chance that they might close the games, which is an entirely realistic possibility, because
mm-hmm.
at this point, NCSoft has killed many games.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
With very little notice.
What was the one? Tabula Rasa? Auto Assault? I didn't even know the game was open. They closed it down pretty much right after they opened it.
Okay.
I was really disappointed. I had just signed up for Auto Assault, and I hardly got to play it before it shut down. Which, you know, shame on me for not finding it sooner, but I was disappointed that one shut down so fast.
Right. Well, and that kind of takes it to another spot, is the fact that, you know, they say that the growth of COH wasn't, you know, as, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? the opposite of catastrophic. Anyway, it wasn't growing as quickly as other games might have,
right.
But at the same point in time, they hadn't done any sort of marketing at all in years, with the exception of Paragon Studios actually going to various events and talking things up and having the meet and greets, which frankly was Paragon Studios. It wasn't NCSoft at all. You know, NCSoft is as the distributor, that is their job. But they did such a piss poor marketing job of the game that it's no wonder that people don't know that you know, this is a great game and it's fun and the people that are in it are awesome.
Oh, Tony V.
I saw community member Samuraiko make a post, commenting to NCSoft that she wanted them to finally pay her back for all of the free advertisements that she had made for them over the years.
Oh wow, Tony V calls that game Boobs and Shame.
Boobs and Shame, yeah.
Yep.
Yep, very much so.
Do you guys think there's a possibility, let's say the game shuts down.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I think we're still going to keep fighting for them to restart the game, put it back up, do something. Maybe within 6 months afterwards, they might turn around and say, okay, we screwed up, and put the game back on?
I don't know. And then I also don't know if the player base would come back. Because it's the whole, you know, screw me once, shame on me, screw me twice. No.
Yeah, true. That's true.
You know, so that's part of it. So and then you know, I have to make a comment here to somebody. We have a Skype chat.
Oh, okay.
Somebody
oh.
just mentioned you know, the whole concept of Kaboon. I'm probably mispronouncing that, but whatever. It's the Korean concept of harmony with the environment. And I understand that. But at the same point in time, they're marketing a game to the American community, and the American community, we have our own cultural reasons for doing the things that we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we get angry when people mess with us.
Right.
That's kind of what we do as a culture.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, okay, fine, we can fly off the handle a little bit at some things. But when we see an injustice, we don't like it. And it doesn't matter, you know, how that works out in terms of, you know, oh, well, you can't offend them. Well, I'm sorry, but you know what? I'm offended.
You know, and let me say that I feel very strongly that, you know, Tony's actions and the Titan Network and Save COH have done everything absolutely that they could to make sure that they were approaching NCSoft respectfully
mm-hmm.
and politely with many options that could have been taken up by NCSoft. But in the end, what they chose to tell us was, we don't really care to look at any of your offers or suggestions. We don't want to negotiate at all. We don't want to compromise. We don't want to do anything to allow you to continue.
Right.
So now is the time where we can, you know, we can feel that dissent. That hey, look, we've done everything we could to try and maintain Kibun or whatever, you know, whatever the Korean equivalent is of courtesy.
Right.
And that time is over.
And like you just said, fighting an injustice. Who better to fight an injustice than the whole City of Heroes?
Exactly. There you are.
I see.
Well, and the other thing that I think that you know, is failing to be taken into account is the growing population of the female gamer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and typically, you know, and this speaks to what Tony said in the chat on the website, is that as gamers, we get seen as the 14-year-old kid eating Cheetos in their mom's basement, and that's not who the typical gamer is anymore.
Right.
If it ever was that, you know, we kind of get lumped in there, but
you know,
there's a great study that comes out every year, and I'm trying to remember who it's by. It's completely slipped my mind. But I know that in last year's study of the gaming market, the rise of the female gamer is just astronomical. It's been interesting to watch. That I think last year it said it was like 46% of the gaming market is women.
Wow.
And a majority of that is ages, I think it was like 24 to 37.
Hmm.
So it's a large portion of the population that is coming to gaming, and we don't like being screwed over, and we hold a grudge. You know, if you guys, you know this.
Oh yeah.
we will, you get in an argument with us, we will bring up something that you did 10 years ago and we will beat you over the head with it. So, you know, that's kind of where I am at this. Is, you know, NCSoft, you screwed up, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire on this for the next 15, 20 years if you live that long, because your stock price is crashing. Huh, look at that.
All right, Tony V just posted some kind of link in the chat.
Oh, the vision and goals of NCSoft. Oh, yes.
Oh,
their
I
vision
seen this.
And goals is to make this make people in this world happier. That's a fail.
All right.
To be small, strong, and substantive, also fail. And to do the right thing. Guess what? You are over three.
And then Tony says, and what does that have to do with City of Heroes? Oh, wait.
Yeah, exactly. So, and then their stated core values are integrity, passion, and never-ending change. Well, integrity, you failed because you lied to us.
Right.
Not only did you unethically fire all of our developers, who are amazing people and who will bend over backwards to do anything for the player base that they possibly need. But they lied to not only us, but the press, and told them that, oh, well, we just couldn't find somebody to buy the game for us. No. There were people that had bona fide offers, and they weren't just, you know, 10 grand or, you know, whatever. Investment corporations.
Wow.
Which have millions of dollars in the bank, not just, you know, oh, well, let me scramble and liquidate something. No, they have money to invest. Passion, well, we have more passion than you, apparently, about this game. So, yeah, no. And then never-ending change, sorry, but if you're going to go ahead and make some sort of major change like this and don't prepare your player base by making them, you know, want to stick around with you, yeah, the never-ending change is you closing your doors, because I'm not giving you any money. And there are thousands of other players just like me who refuse to do the same.
I agree. I'm looking at the chart now after you said all that. And love what you're doing and leave no regret. Really? Leave no regret by always doing the best? I don't think so.
Yeah, no.
Oh, this is a great one. Constantly try to excel yourself and never stop making progress.
Yeah. They made some major missteps.
They dropped the ball big time on this one.
Mm-hmm. They did.
So it's a real shame. So because it's such a great community, and it's such a different community than so many other games out there. You know, people are really kind in COH, and this is something that you know, even that at the very first HeroCon, you know, talking with Impulse way back then, and Ex Libris, and talking about, you know, what, you know, the just the players in general, people are amazing. There's not, you know, the underlying vitriol or any sort of, you know, sure, you're gonna have a troll here and there, but there's, for the majority of it, you know, there's not that trollish behavior where I'm not going to help you. You know, if you go to another game and you ask for help in a help channel, more often than not, you're going to get ridiculed for, you know, being a noob. Yeah, well, in COH, you could ask for something completely basic in the help channel, and people are willing to help you. You know, even just looking at the supergroups that have sprung up over the years, you know, and Tony with the taxi bots. You know,
right.
Way back in the day, you couldn't get across town easily as a lobby character. You know, trying to get from one side of the hollows to the other was, you know, daunting. And the taxi bots, you know, came along and filled that void that, hey, I can help. And let me help you because I'm heroic. And that heroic action, you know, just perpetuated itself throughout the game. And that leads us right back to where we are with the charity,
right.
Is that, you know, As people who play a game, we like to help. And we don't like it when we can't help.
Right.
You know, that's what we need to do, Karen. We need to make little headbands for people that say helper, and they can wear them around in the real world. Wouldn't that be awesome?
No.
Sometimes I feel like I need the one that says help me.
That's just one more Pinterest project.
Maybe we'll Yeah. I mean, I think that's you know, credit to, you know, the dev team, too, for seeing the kind of community that we are and the and encouraging us to you know to continue doing that by offering that feature of being able to put the word helper above your name. You know?
I should do that. Every time I make a new character, I just forget to do it, and I hit the wrong button and go, oh.
I stop and I consider, and I think, well, gee, do I want to do this character as, you know, some RP character, or what do I want to do with this one? But I end up clicking helper anyway.
I have never seen anybody with that. After I log into Atlas Park once, I don't see anybody on with that thing over their head.
Really? There's a lot of them over on Virtue.
Well, I'm on Virtue.
Really? Are you?
Oh, Pokemon? Yeah. Oh, I've been on Virtue since day one.
Yeah. All my characters have them on them.
Maybe you just don't have your settings set.
Yeah,
right?
Maybe that's it.
Oh, maybe that's it. All right. Well, yeah, change it. I'm sorry.
We still have time. We can teach you how to do that.
Okay. Look, I still look. You know those macro binds?
Uh-huh.
I knew how to do them once, like 3.5 years ago. And, you know, like I told everybody, up until about 8 months ago, for like 2 years, I really couldn't play the game because I had carpal tunnel surgeries.
Oh,
or
yeah.
I need them both hands. So somewhere in that time, I completely forgot. A couple of my characters have them, like the macro keys. I'm like, I have no idea how to do that again.
Do you can port them over? There's a way to save them and then reload them on your other characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a setting in your options.
When more of my
not that it's on all my characters either, because my bind is actually here in a post-it note in front of me. It's been stuck to the back of my monitor for the last 4 years.
Because I know that back in the day when we had a lot more people in my super group, mm-hmm. We would do the slap and the backhand on two keys,
yeah.
And we do slap bites.
Nice.
We just sit there going. And then once you go to type something to somebody and you actually hit the slap, so it's like, hey, whoosh. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I've done that before.
I just some innocent guy, he was asking a question, I just went to answer. We all wound up smacking him
backhand.
So then we came out of mission, and the guy standing there waiting for us to come out, and he binded him, so he starts slapping us.
Nice. But see, you know, that's fun, and it's funny, and it's, yeah, I don't know. It's just one of those things about this game that the people that play it are amazing people. You know, my very first supergroup over on Infinity is the Fifth Element, and it was founded by four of us who still play the game. And we met under Atlas's statue in Atlas Park. It just happened to be the first day that we had all logged in. Didn't know anybody. Was just checking the game out, and we all kind of did the newbie, you know, running around and running into wall thing together. And, we still have a strong super group, and they're my boys. And, it's to still have that community from so many years ago and still have an active super group, that goes out of their way to play with other people. And, you know, we never bothered with the whole, you know, there's always a super group where it has like a lot of rules, and we were never that way. We were all about, you know, hey, let's go find, you know, a team. Well, we need one extra person, so let's just grab somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, we were never very insular. And so we liked teaching other people how to play and picking up newbies and pugs and things like that. And yes, Multipass, one of our favorite movies. Yes, it is. And no, it was not founded by Lulu.
Oh, she wasn't involved? Damn.
No, it was founded by Sultry Siren and Grandpa and Kane Lightning and Drake. What's Drake's last name? I just totally blanked. Anyway, so there's four of us, and so there's tons of us on that SG. And they're amazing people. So, no, I have a soft spot for them.
And everyone,
and you know, we're all friends now on like Facebook and you know, via email and things like that. And I know who they are in real life. I didn't, but I do now, and so which is really great. And there are good people in the game, and I'm so sad that we're losing the place where we can play together, because, you know, looking at other games, you know, one of them, he's not even sure if he wants to continue playing MMOs because this is his third one that he's been screwed on.
Oh, wow.
So it's like, well, that sucks, because we like playing with you, but we get it that, you know, you're not necessarily interested in you know, getting run over again. So.
Okay, we have a question from the internet. Why did you decide to make yourself the Wentworths as opposed to some other family or group?
We are compelled to answer.
That's right. You are compelled to answer. You must answer the question from the internet.
Do we need a discount? Well,
really.
All right, so we had both started playing during City of Villains beta. And then maybe 9 months later, I took a little break. But I came back not too long afterwards. And when I came back, I had started a new account. And I don't know why we were doing it at the time, but we had just kind of shown up and we knew how to make money in the game. And so we started giving people inf in Alice Park just to new players. So we decided to start calling ourselves the Wentworths. We were the owners of the consignment house there, and we had easy access to any of the enhancements or inf that you might need, and we would hand them out willingly to people as they came by and played. It was, I guess, the origin, one of the origins of our charitability coming out in game.
Well, and on my side of things with that, the very first week that I played the game, and honestly, I never intended to play City of Heroes. I will be flat out, honest about that. I never intended to play City of Heroes. I didn't even know that the game existed.
It's my fault.
It's totally his fault. So I actually had ordered the collector's edition of WoW. Now, I played Warcraft, and I played Warcraft 2, and I played Warcraft 3, and I loved that game. And in college, I would play over the college landlines and all that, and I would wipe the floor with all these guys who thought that they were fantastic at playing Warcraft. And nobody believed me that I was the player that I said that I was, because I was a girl, which I thought was hilarious. So I had ordered the collector's edition of WoW, and it was going to take whatever time to get here.
Right.
And I was on maternity leave at the time. Our youngest was like a week old, or maybe she hadn't even been born yet. I'm somewhere in that nebulous little area. And Joel came home, and he what magazine was that? Was
I had brought home the latest issue of PC Gamer, probably.
Right, and it was
had a demo CD in it for the beta.
Oh, wow.
And I was sitting at my desk, and I was bored to tears. And he said, "Well, here, why don't you, install this and play it?" I'm like, "I don't want to install that." I was all cranky about it, but because I was 9 months pregnant and not happy about anything, didn't matter what it was. If it wasn't chocolate or pickles, I wasn't interested. And so I put it in and I started up. I'm like, "Hey, this is kind of fun." So I got hooked. And so after
I went and bought another copy of the magazine the next day.
But that first week of playing, it was right after we had actually were standing, and I remember this distinctly. I cannot remember the player who did it, but we were standing in Atlas Park, and we're at Miss Liberty, and I was on, Sultry Siren, who was still a very lowbie character, and I was leveling up and stuff, and I was standing there going, I don't understand how to do this. I was asking questions in local about, slots. And, well, what are these and what goes in them? And another player said, "Oh, you're new." And I said, "Yeah." And they gave me 100,000 inf, which I was shocked at because I'd only been playing for, like, a week. So, the fact that I had, 50 inf or whatever at the time, I'm like, are you serious? It's like somebody just dropped, this mana from heaven on me.
Right.
And I went to town, man. I bought, level 10 inspiration or level 10 enhancements.
Yeah.
I thought it was amazing. But it was that sort of, instant charitability from another player.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like, wow, this is really great. And so I had already kind of started to do that on my own. Anytime that I happened to, have to pass through Atlas Park for something, I'd go and stand near Miss Liberty and I'd drop stuff on people. And I just, do a trade and then transfer and I was gone.
Yeah.
I would go jump on the train and I'd go to a different zone. Because it was just, for me, that was just, hey, I want to give back. And then once, Mr. Wentworth took his little hiatus and transferred the account to my brother, then my brother and I were playing together, and then there were suddenly three of us playing together. And that just kind of blossomed into the whole, hey, let's be the rich people. And yeah. it's been fun, you know, because we'll go and we'll stand inside the Wentworth and people will come up to us. And actually, I can't tell you the number of times that I've been mistaken for, like, one of the actual people that stand, like, in Wentworth, the four characters you can go up and trade with.
Oh, right.
And people come up and try to, like, sell me stuff. I'm like, no, I'm actually a real person. Like, no, you're not. Yes.
Every now and then I would go in and I would actually role play that. I'd be like, hey, welcome to Wentworth. How can I help you today?
Right.
And I'd have conversations with people and they'd tell me what they were looking for. And I'd say, just a minute, let me go check in the storeroom.
Right.
And I'd go into the, you know, the interface and I'd buy something and I'd, here it is. There you go. You know?
Yeah. And we do that pretty often. And, you know, it's been fun, especially with the holiday events. Right. Whenever those roll around, we tend to, you know, have historically given out things, so like we'll go and we'll get as many of something as possible, you know, and we've stocked up, right? So last year at the end of the Halloween event, you know, we stocked up on all the things, you know, that people would need for costumes for this year, and made sure that, you know, throughout the year we'll give them to people. It's like, oh, you're a new character, here's all four things you need, go get a costume slot, you know. And
I don't know what I'm going to do with all of the candy canes and Halloween stuff which I have on my characters.
Yeah,
we have, like,
I think they planned another winter event, right?
Mm.
That's on
Let's see. The winter event is going to be from the 9th through the 12th.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But we have like 20,000 candy canes.
Wow.
So.
All right. We do have a caller. I'm going to bring him on. 513, you're on the air. Save City of Heroes Radio.
Oh, my God. It's the Wentworths. What are you doing, sweetie?
It's Deidre.
Oh, my God. Now, I heard that you stuck it in and it was fun, Mrs. W. What's that all about?
Oh, you're on your own there, dear.
Go ahead, you answer that one. I'm just going to drink water. You guys want that?
Wow.
I can't imagine. Let me turn around here and see how many shades of red she is.
Should I bring up this is the time that you played with sticks and balls with Deidre?
I just called to say hi, sweetie. How you doing?
Fantastic. How are you, Dee?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm just hanging out, listening to the show. I was a little late, so.
Oh, well, I suppose we can forgive you. I suppose.
So I just wanted to call and say hi. Hi, Pogo. How you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing okay. How are you, my dear?
I'm good. I'm awake. I didn't know this was going on. You should have told me earlier. I would have been here.
I did post it. I think I posted. Yeah, I was late in the posting this week. I think I just posted it yesterday. Last night I posted on the forums.
Yeah, it's on the forums and it's on Facebook. So you know it must be true.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's on Facebook.
And it wasn't vague booking either. I was very, very explicit. Yeah. Come listen.
Come listen or else.
Exactly.
No candy canes for you this winter.
Yeah, no candy canes.
Oh, I have an announcement to make.
Hmm.
Game 5 of the American League Division Series over. The Yankees won 3-1. There you go.
Oh, so that was going to be
the Orioles.
There you go.
That's too bad. I was actually kind of rooting for the Orioles.
Where's the mute button? She's off. No.
Is that because you don't want the Yankees to beat the Giants if they make it to the series?
Yeah, but see, the Tigers will take care of it, right? He's totally muted me now, I'm sure. Are you not talking to me anymore? No, actually, it's fine. So, for those of you that are just now. They normally don't pay attention to the end of baseball season since you're all hockey folks. Giants won yesterday, and then the Yankees. Tigers won yesterday, too. I think that they still have one game left in the other.
I think so, too, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's tonight, actually.
See, I root for the Giants, too, but that's the New York football Giants. we got a good game this weekend.
Yeah?
Going to Candlestick, whatever they call it. What do they call it now? The Niners? Oh. I still call it Candlestick.
The football stuff. Yeah, they play.
That football stuff.
That football stuff. No, I think they still play at Candlestick. But the baseball stadium, Candlestick is no longer a baseball stadium. There we go.
Oh, okay.
I can string words together in sentences sometimes, maybe. Jeez.
I'll look that up later. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, so I think it's, let's see. Yeah, I don't know what the score is yet between the Cardinals and Nationals, but that series is tied 2-2 as well. So that'll be decided later tonight. And then next week is going to be exciting because we'll have the ALCS and the NLCS, and then the World Series will
And of course, that'll be on during 2XP weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, it's just the one game if they get to there.
That's true.
Because it was a game 5 or game 6 that's on the 20th. Something like that. So hopefully, you know, win in 4 and be done. So there you are. So, and the 20th is a busy day anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it
you
is
do
a
have a busy
day.
Day.
Yeah, there are a lot of safety OH events happening that day.
I'm sorry. I just looked it up. It is still Candlestick Park. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you know what it is? Because so many stadiums, they change their names.
Yeah.
Like it wants to be Giant Stadium. At the
Meadowlands. Guys, you totally just rolled right over that. There are a lot of Save COH events happening on October 20th.
Yeah, we'll get there. He's at Candlestick Park.
Sports.
All right, let's discuss, though. We have the Extra Life Marathon.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
We have, okay, that's all I know. I'm sorry.
That's all that you know.
I told you it's been a bit. I know. I didn't have time to look it up today. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I hurt my back so bad last night. I didn't fall asleep till 5 o'clock this morning.
Ooh.
I had had some appointments this morning. By the time I came back, I was helping do some other stuff with the station. And I'm just like, I need to fit 6 hours in between everything, and I don't have that 6 hours.
So the Double XP weekend mm-hmm. is going to be the October 18th through the 22nd. So that's next Thursday through Monday.
5 days.
The 20th is the extra Life Marathon, which is a 24-hour charity drive. The devs did one last year. There's another one this year. Joel is actually participating as much as he can in that one. I will actually not be available around to participate myself because I'm doing a breast cancer walk in New York City, which is very exciting. So I'm so very, very close to raising $5,000 there. I'm so excited about that. That's kind of something that's near and dear to my heart. So that's a separate charity thingamajigger. And then also that day is
there's a media day being
held.
The
media day. There you go.
Where,
yeah.
People from the news media are being invited to play the game and see what City of Heroes is all about. So when they report on us, they can speak from our point of view.
Yeah, but I heard we can't make any new accounts.
There are people that are donating accounts for use.
Oh, okay. Very good.
All of this information is available on the Titan Network forums, cohtitan.com/forum, and there's a thread there for October 20 event list.
And, of course, since I'm really that busy tomorrow, I'll be catching up on all my reading on the forum.
There you go.
And I would have been able to do this if I had an extra day. I would have been able to report all this myself. But
SaveCOH.com is also a really great resource with links to all of the activities going on.
Mm. Yep. So it's the 20th is a very busy day. And there's a lot of, in addition to the media day and the Extra Life stuff, a bunch of the various radio stations in the game are doing kind of a Unity Rally 2 type of thing.
That's right.
To go along with the one that we've already had. So there's a lot of information about that in there, and I know that there's multiple stations that are involved in that. I know that there will be folks around from the Cape, but then there's other stations too, so be sure to check that out and tune in to somebody.
I know we just said about October 20th is the most pivotal day in the fight mm-hmm. for City of Heroes.
It's a pretty big day, yeah.
Hey, it happened to be a day a lot of people seem to be available.
Yeah, true.
It was a good day.
we'll try and keep everyone busy with Real World Hero from November on.
Right.
But if you're busy on October 20th, there's still more happening. We're actually going to kick off the Real World Hero Drive this year with our auction. I don't know if you were aware of auction last year. We had a lot of really great, fun items. In addition to City of Heroes products and, you know, signed game boxes. We also had things like, you know, Matt Miller's keyboard and one of his Willinger's hats. We're going to be kicking that off right now, and that's our big push right now as we get started is a request for auction items to be donated from the community. And then we'll continue to have all kinds of other in-game events during the drive to continue to drive awareness.
I wish I still had it. I used to have, when it came out, I got a swag pack for City of Villains, and I got the cape.
Oh, nice.
What happened to it? Oh, I'm so pissed.
Well, you've got 3 weeks to find it and donate it to the auction.
I haven't seen it in like 3 months after I got it, I haven't seen it.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Well, you know, the villain cape was it folded up real nice. Yeah. It was like this little teeny tiny thing, and I'm like, oh, this is a cape.
What is this thing? Yeah, it was like really small in the box, and then you open it. What is this?
And it was awesome. We have a lot of really cool things already that folks have donated, from the last Pummet.
Okay. We have
all. And so,
I was just saying, this is what we have offered for the auction so far. Deidre says she could donate One Hit Wonders panties. Tony?
No.
Nikki says, I could donate a Home Depot Landscape Construction 123 book. I'm not the author, but I could autograph it if you want. I just don't think I'll be doing any landscaping anytime soon.
I already told them that we'd be willing to accept that one.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. And then Captain Bacon offers bacon for any event.
And while you're welcome to donate bacon, I don't know that it'll actually get stout to any of the winning bidders.
Well, maybe it'd be for the people working the phone lines.
There you go. See, that's right.
It's a
little food tray. Mm-hmm.
It's protein, so that's good.
Exactly. So, yeah, but you know, we're excited about it this year. You know, obviously things are going to be different than they have been in the past. You know, in the past it used to be that anyone who donated any amount, it didn't matter what it was. You know, if it was a penny or if it was, you know, $100, you'd get a gold title in game. I don't think we're going to be able to do that this year, just because we just don't have a dev, which is a problem. So if we're able to swing things like that, we will. But, you know, all we ask is that people are understanding that, you know, there's only so much that we can do with the in stuff because the dev's hands are tied. But at the same point in time, there's a lot of cool things that we can all do, you know, together as well as out of game to make this, you know, the best run that we possibly can.
Exactly.
So, and a little bird has told me I have some art books winging my way for the auction. So if you have not purchased one of those or somehow missed out on getting one of the art books, we have some. And I don't know if they're signed, but I have a sneaking suspicion they might be.
Tony V would like to donate his Ilga copies of some of his music CDs.
No,
do you really
no.
think that Zydeco will go for that, Mark, Tony?
I don't think so.
Oh, I forgot to mention, Captain Bacon said he'd even autograph the bacon.
Oh, well, hey, autographed bacon is even more delicious.
Oh, very nice. Susie the Elf, the one who owns the station, she just said, if they think it would be well received, she will donate a radio show. They could do a radio show about anything they want, 90 minutes.
Nice.
I guess we'll work the switchboard for them so we could help them out. So.
That could be really awesome.
There you go.
I know some of you have been pushing, you know who I'm looking at, to get on air. So, you know, that might be something delicious for you. So, there you go. You fought last night for your art book. Last year? Oh, yes, you did fight last year for your art book. I hope that you enjoyed it. So Matthew Hostetter is one of our listeners that he bid on the art book last year. One of the art books. We had two of them, I think. And it was a bidding war right at the end. And
oh, wow.
He met on top. So.
What was an art book of? Just.
It's a COH art book.
Oh.
So they're really nice. You know, it's probably, I want to say they're 6x9, maybe 6x10s.
All right. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, you know, size-wise, it's like 6x9 or 6x10 of some of the great artwork in the game. you know, the concept art.
Yeah.
And they're really awesome.
Okay, I know I have these somewhere. Do you remember a couple years ago, they put out those binders, the one for City
yeah.
of Heroes?
Yeah.
I still have those.
I still have mine, too.
Maybe? If somebody
Maybe.
Wants them for nostalgia?
Sure.
Yeah, if anything that's like that, you know, that even the, you know, the time cards or the costume cards, you know, obviously they're not usable anymore, but there are people that collect them.
Yeah.
So even if it's a used card, you know, obviously, you know, even if it's not a used card, you only got, you know, 2 months to use it, so you might as well. But anything like that for people that are looking to kind of collect the last couple in their set. If you're willing to donate something like that, you know, let us know. And, you know, go to realworldhero.com and drop us a note in that form and let us know that you've got something.
We had some really great handmade items last year.
Yeah.
There was a Praetorian scarf and a hero scarf that were hand-knit.
Oh, wow.
What were some of the other things, Karen?
Oh, gosh. One Hit Wonder donated a corset actually made from one of the binders. So she made a handmade corset, which was kind of fun.
Oh, Mercedes Lackey.
Oh, Mercedes. Oh,
created an amazing 3-foot-tall statue of Ghost Widow, a doll of Ghost Widow.
Oh, wow.
That she made herself, and it sold on the auction for over $300.
Wow. It was like $350 or something like that. It was incredible. So and then she's always been incredibly generous and very supportive of the auction and just Real World Hero in general.
From what I've read, that she's been trying to do to save the game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, above and beyond.
Yeah, she is absolutely amazing. We had the distinct pleasure of meeting her and her husband Larry at BayCon in San Francisco. Not Bacon, BayCon,
right.
Bay Area Convention. we met them there. I think it was in 2010. We met them there. We were actually going to go to lunch with Black Pebble and Ocho to discuss that year's Real World Hero, and we ended up getting roped into a dinner with them instead. And so, you know, it was so much fun, and they're such amazing people, and she's been so helpful and so generous with her time and just being amazing.
Yeah.
we can't say enough good things about her. But yeah, she made not only the Ghost Widow doll, but she made two handmade leather pouches that
wow.
she gave to us for the auction. And then this last time she actually put a heroic death in the auction. So the person that bought that could be written into the story that she was writing and have their character die a heroic death in the book.
I just started reading the Hidden World Chronicles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm up to page 68 of the first book.
I
started reading it, so I was like, wow, this is very cool.
Yeah.
I wrote her in game. I was like, this is really cool, man.
Yeah. So they're very, very awesome. So.
And I got to play with her once on 2XP weekend last winter
mm-hmm.
on a Saturday morning. I think we played for like 6 hours.
Yeah, she's on a lot.
Oh,
very,
yeah.
Very generous.
As a matter of fact, before I logged off, she was logged on an AP on her server,
mm-hmm.
on her main server. But.
Oh, yeah. It's I don't know. It's just one of those fantastic things that, you know, we've met so many wonderful people through hosting the drive, and the letters, oh my gosh, the letters that we get from people are incredible. You know, I always joke that we should just buy stock in Kleenex in Q4. Because we get these amazing emails from people who, you know, are COH players. Who stumble across Real World Hero, you know, for the first time and feel compelled to write to us with their personal stories about how, you know, like last year we got one from a gentleman who has two little kids who are both under the age of 7, who are both dying from something that is terminal and it's just this horrific story about, you know, this dad who you know, he's a stay-at-home dad, and all he does is take care of his kids because they need round-the-clock care, and they need him so much. And he doesn't begrudge that at all, but COH is his only outlet. And they get help from one of the charities that we support. And so just that tie-in for him was so important that, you know, he had to write us this letter, and I just sat at my desk and cried because it was so touching that, you know, that we were able to actually help a fellow there in that way and didn't even know it. We know earlier that we get emails from military people who are overseas who also play the game, you know, to stay in touch with, you know, with their loved ones here. You know, people who you know, are stationed, you know, overseas and have been for several years that play with their siblings or with their spouses. And that's how they keep in touch and maintain that relationship with the people who are on the other side of the planet. And it's an important thing for them. And they've been, you know, not only touched by the game and the community, but also by the charities that we as a community support. So it's a very important thing for us to try to keep it going and to have it again this year, even in light of the game plan.
So while you're doing that, somebody sent me a link for the AP-33 Memorial T-shirt.
Oh, nice.
That I think are going
which
on.
Which is awesome.
Yeah. I will be buying one this weekend.
Where is this link?
Hold on a second. Copy.
There were so many great little logos and images coming out for that that AP-33. Yeah. I mean, that just touched everyone when that happened. You know, we were all able to really identify those four characters as, you know, significant of that day for us, the Unity Rally that was organized.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I put the link there. That's for them. That's for the shirts. Because I know somebody. I didn't realize the same person. He put them on Zazzle, and for some reason he I don't know. Something was wrong with the pricing. I think it was or something like that.
I don't know. I do know that a lot of those handmade companies, even Etsy to a degree. If you look at Zazzle or you look at what's the other one?
Cafe Press.
Yeah, Cafe Press.
They take a large percentage. So you know, if you put something up for, you know, put up a shirt or something for $20, then that company keeps like $17. it's just worth it. But something like Etsy, you do end up keeping a larger portion of the.
Yeah, Etsy's not near as bad as like using something like eBay or or all.
Yep. Yeah, we have a lot of friends that actually we have a friend who used to work for Cafe Press in their marketing department, and she left when they changed all their pricing. She's like, this isn't fair. So, and yes, another voice.
Yeah, he was saying on Zazzle the T-shirts were over $25, and now they're only $15. So I said $24, I can't do $15. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And people, if you order this weekend, you could wear it all to XP weekend.
There you go.
Oh, watch this, or order two of them.
Oh.
And donate one to the Real World Hero Charity Auction.
There you go.
Signed by Tony V or somebody.
All right.
See, there you
or
go, Tony.
Tim the Enchanter. Let's sign it, Tim. Go ahead. Sign a shirt. Sign whatever, and we'll auction it off, okay?
If
we can auction off Posse's beat-up, dirty keyboard.
I cleaned it.
Yes,
sort of.
Too.
Just a little bit. Oh, my God.
You took his fingerprints off of it.
No, I didn't clean it that much.
Oh, okay.
I took a paintbrush. I have a wide paintbrush, and I took a paintbrush, and I tipped it up on its side, and I brushed all the crumbs out. Because it was really gross.
Really?
I've been like, wow, thanks for the keyboard. Uh-huh.
And I have bonus crumbs. Yeah.
Well, I kind of wanted to make sure that we didn't end up with like bugs in our office while we were waiting to ship it out.
We left the stickers on for his macro binds. He had some special City of Heroes macro binds left on there.
So I didn't wipe off the fingerprints. It still has all that posy stuff on it. But I did remove his lunch. So sorry.
All right. So this is what everybody has to do this week. We have homework. buy the shirt tonight. Buy the shirt when it goes on sale this weekend. Go to Real World Hero. Sign up.
Yes.
Technically,
you don't have to sign up for Real World Hero.
Oh, right.
So. But you could follow us on Facebook and Twitter so that you're up to date with what we're doing and when we're making announcements.
Right.
Oh, really?
Our Facebook, go to facebook.com/RealWorldHero, and our Twitter is also RealWorldHero. So go to twitter.com/RealWorldHero and follow us, and we'll more than likely follow you back.
Okay.
But that way, and this goes back to the whole, there's multiple things that people can do. Giving of treasure is one, but giving of time is another. And so, if we send something out to promote the charity drive, we would really appreciate it if you would share it with your friends and your family by retweeting it and posting it on your own Facebook. So, we reach out to people who aren't even in the game.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just liked the page. I just did the like on the Facebook.
Yay!
There you go.
See how easy that was? Totally painless.
Totally painless. As long as you didn't use Firefox and not Google Chrome. I'm sorry. Google Chrome is just annoying. It's like, you want to go to a page other than your main?
Yes, our Google overlords are being a problem.
Well, I would like to say, because the show's getting close to wrapping up.
Oh, no.
For those of you who don't know, I'm Susie the Alpha. I'm friends with Rick. I'm not member of COA, but Back to Basics Radio Network, where this is being broadcast, is available. Any of our shows are available on the iTunes store, so you can let people know that if they would like to hear the show, they can go to the link for the radio show, or if they have an iTunes account, they can go to the iTunes account store and look at Back to Basics, and they can then download and listen to the three Save COH radio shows.
Cool. I come on quiet.
I think we're all typing something.
We're all typing really quick.
Yeah.
Take me. We're also used to conversing via chat. So
Tony was typing in the chat. He was saying that he was excited to meet the Wentworths, and and he was excited. It's really them, and they had stickers.
Yes, we had stickers.
We always try and bring something when we show up to the player summits, and we've brought Real World Hero stickers to the last few. But my favorite one was when we showed up with the little chocolate coins that we had stuck Crocs onto, so that we could hand out purples to everyone.
Oh, there you go.
That was a lot of fun. Well,
I know
that feel wealthy.
This has to go back a few years. Somebody has done candy cameos.
Yeah. Well, and this is that was after Hammy's.
You know, there was actually a promo piece that the studio did. They made a Hammy's boxed cereal that they sent out to press agencies and such.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this was years and years and years ago.
Yeah, but we don't have one of those. But if you are listening and you have one of those and you would like to donate it to the Real World Hero Auction.
As long as the box is sealed.
You know where to find us. Did anyone ever look into producing AP33 coins? I have no idea. I'm not sure. So... We were very homegrown with ours. We got chocolate coins and made stickers and stuck them to the coins. And it worked out great. And I can honestly say that Nick Burkholz really, really liked them. So see the sticker. Oh, no.
Tony is sporting his Real World Hero sticker there in his photo with Black Pebble.
Black Pebble. Who does not have a heart the size of a black pebble?
You know, they're both wearing the same black leather jacket in that, and so it kind of looks like they're like sewn together, and Black Pebble's arm is coming out of Tony's neck.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, my God.
So,
that is all right.
Hey, we really appreciate coming, you inviting us on to talk about Real World Hero and City of Heroes, the things that we love. And we really hope to have a great charity drive this year and invite everyone to visit realworldhero.com and check out the auction and all that we've got going there.
It was my pleasure to have you, and thank you for coming on the show
and
discussing this charity.
And I made the offer earlier before we got on air. If y'all ever would like to do a radio show, my radio network is available to you.
Fantastic.
Thank you so much. That's a wonderful offer, and we will very much consider taking you up on that.
Definitely.
Just get in touch with me or Nick or Susie.
Great. Yep.
Awesome. Oh, and forgot to mention, so we kick off on November 1st, and we always have a kickoff party. And because November 1st is a Thursday, we're not going to do it on that day because a lot of people have to work on Fridays. So we are going to do the kickoff party on November 2nd. So mark it on your calendar and keep an eye out for information on both the Real World Hero page, our Facebook, our Twitter, and then on the main forums as well.
Very cool. Susie has a fan.
Very good.
It seems I do.
Fans are good.
All right. Anything else? Anybody? Or we all talked ourselves out for 90 minutes. You know, I swear I do have music, you know, loaded, but it's like the last two shows, we just didn't get to it.
That's okay.
It's all right.
All right. We'll end with a quote from a very well-known individual who said, "We are heroes. This is what we do."
That's a great quote, but I like the other one. "I aim to misbehave."
Ooh, good one.
I'll just say, be vigilant and keep fighting the good fight, people.
Thank you, Rich.
And thank you to our guest, Mr. and Mrs. Wentworth, not Worthington, a.k.a. Karen and Joel from realworldhero.com. Go to their site, check it out, check all the sites out we discussed this evening. And hopefully we'll see you guys soon. If I get another guest for next week, I'll do another show.
Well, we'll help line you up.
Okay, that's cool. That works for me. Just let
all
me
right.
know. I'll set it up. And everybody have a good weekend. And Halloween's approaching, and we're out. Have a good night. All right, in 10 seconds, we're out. Sorry.
And end it early, you know.
What?
Wait until they close us down, just like always.
That's right. Okay.
We're
out. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we were just sitting waiting for that countdown to come back. That voice is so not appealing.
Well, you know, it's funny. It goes 10 seconds, and then that's it. But on my thing, it shows zero when I did that. I was like, and we're done. 10
yeah,
seconds.
The timer is off on the you know. We by the way, we are still recording. After your show ends live, there's an hour that you can still record after.
Oh, wow.
So
wow.
Just so you know, we are still recording.
My goodness.
How large are those files?
Actually, they're not too bad. But don't ever request a transcript.
Oh, my God, no. Let me tell you.
Software to do that.
$300+.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, when I first started doing my show, my wrestling show I do, it was a two-hour show from 10 to midnight. And because I had so many guests on, we were having so much fun, we extended an hour and then did the after party. What was it, like $500 for my? It was like,
I don't know, but I
like,
could go look it up.
I don't want a transcript.
Yeah, transcripts are $250 per minute in 15-minute increments.
Hmm. Wow.
So you know, 240 times 250.
See. So six. All right. I can't do the math. You tell me what it is for an hour.
I got it.
400. You've had
600.
$450 was one.
Wait. You said $250 a minute. $2.50 a minute.
$2.50 a minute.
And mine was 240 minutes. So that's 600.
Yes. $600. Yeah.
Trust me, it wasn't worth.
It
wasn't worth having a transcript for.
If you're looking for a transcript, because I do a podcast with a friend. We have a website called goodies.com, and we do hour interviews of authors. And I think we're like at 150 different interviews at this point. But we use a gal at teleseminartranscribed.com.
Okay.
And she does an amazing job. Her rates are very reasonable, and we haven't had a real problem with it. She does; it's $75 for an hour.
That's a whole lot better than blog.
Yeah.
That's like half of what they're charging.
Yeah, I told all the people who host shows on the station. I said, if you ever order a transcript, I will come hunt you down, and I will take the money out of your hide. Because totally, yeah, my husband wow. will be taking it out of my hide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'll go ahead and let me just link you to her. Cause she does great things for us. And so if you ever, for some reason, have to have one or whatever, they're clean. Haven't had to go through and do a whole bunch of corrections or anything like that. She's very good about, distinguishing between voices and not mixing people up.
That's good.
My
shows aren't that important to transcribe. I just went and looked at it because I was curious, mm-hmm. and I looked at it and said, no more.
Yeah, that's expensive.
That is
wow.
very expensive. But yet, Blog Talk is very, they'll get you coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's crazy. So, there's always got to be some sort of hidden fee in something, I swear. It's the only way it can be an online.
We just need to find a way to be able to insert our own. We're too honest in our business.
That's
our problem. Otherwise, we'd be wealthy.
We'd really be the Wentworths, huh?
Keep 10% of everybody's stuff, sure. I can't tell you the number of times that people have come up to us, like when we're hanging out in the store. Like we'll be in Atlas Park and we'll be standing in Wentworths and we'll be standing up on that little raised dais with the other, with the actual NPC characters that you would interact with. And people come up to us and we'll start like screaming at an all caps. You stole my money. Why do you keep my stuff? I don't want to pay you extra. If I trade with you, will you keep it? Like, oh my gosh. And it's like having to explain to some people that no, we're actually just people playing the game.
my standard line is, the price is who makes the listing, not by the store.
Yeah.
I think next time I see them as a character, I'm gonna go hound them. I'm gonna log on as one of my sumos. Why are you cheating for? You
will
get me off.
We were hanging out in game, and I think it was it with Avatea? It may have been with Taya, and we were standing around, and it was when we were giving out gold titles, because we would log into game with the dev, and then we'd server hop, and we'd find the people that needed to have their titles, and they'd come to Atlas Park, and they'd title them, and it was because they didn't have any way to just as a dev log into game and then push it. They actually developed that because of what, part of what we were asking for. But the player would actually have to come to us to get their title. So it was a complete nightmare. But we were standing there and somebody came up to us and started doing that. And she's like totally baffled. And they're like, you work for NCSoft. You work for Paragon Studios. You're stealing our stuff. And so she has to come and defend us. She's like, they don't work here. So it was entertaining. but the devs have always done right by us, which is fantastic. So.
Well, the devs have done great. It's just the company itself that's
yeah.
And
unfortunately, most people associate the devs with NCSoft at times.
I don't know that they do. I think
for a while they did when they first all,
Especially back when it was Cryptic.
Yeah.
And then I think that has fallen by the wayside as Paragon has made themselves more more noticeable and more available as they kind of took down that fourth wall a little bit that, hey, I'm a dev, but I'm also a player, and I'm a person, and here's my name, and here's my face. It became a lot more difficult for the community to hate on the devs because they're real people and they're part of the community and became our friends, not just the people who make the game for us. But
okay, speaking of devs, no one has been able to answer this question.
Okay.
Whatever happened to Lighthouse?
Oh gosh, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, because he was on and I was in the Lighthouse Lounge and then all of a sudden he just like disappeared.
Yeah, it's Lighthouse has been gone for a long time.
Yeah,
I'm not sure where he went. But yeah, that's a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So I know X Libris went to another game, and she was supposed to be like their community manager. And then like 3 months after she got there, like the studio folded. which sucked.
Oh.
Ocho is at Sony.
Okay.
He's at SOE. I think Jay went, Sexy Jay went off, and he's doing his own art thing now. Not sure.
Hmm.
He was working for a friend's startup game company, but I'm not sure what else he's doing past that. And then Nivienne, kind of retired for now because she's a new mom.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she had a baby, super cute.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I'm not sure what Kuppa's doing. I know Kuppa was doing community management for somebody else.
Yeah, I remember when she left. I was like, oh. But I think she was the first dev that we had that like reached out to us.
Right, right. With Kuppa and then Nivienne and then no. Ex Libris and then Ocho.
Right.
And then Nivienne and Avatea. And then Taya left because her husband got transferred to China. So she's actually in Korea right now. It's like, oh,
honey. Oh, she's in Korea?
Oh, yeah.
She should pay a visit to somebody over there.
Yeah, you think. and then we had Zwill and Hitstreak. So.
And Hitstreak's still there doing his thing.
Poor guy.
He gave out names, goal names, and tentacles.
Yep.
The other night.
Yeah, I'm having to be real careful about where I take my DJ Sultry Siren character because I'm trying to actually avoid being in the same place as the devs, her, because she still has her Real World Hero title.
Okay.
And so what they've been doing is they've been overriding any titles that happen to be in the zone. So if I take her to Alice Park 33 and there's dev there,
right.
I don't want to be a Paragon backer with that character.
Right. So. Well, you know what's funny? I don't know if one of the devs planned it that night. The first night I did the show with Tony V, right in the middle of it, the devs showed up and they launched every single monster at us.
Yeah.
And for some reason, my computer was acting slow, so I left it on my bed, like just out of arm's reach. So I'm sitting in game and I'm on my old PC that still I could do stuff on. And I'm telling people, all right, it's Task Force Save Pogo. If you're near him, don't let him die. And then he died, and then me and Tony would be like, oh, they all failed the task force. They had one objective. You had one thing to do: shield him, buff him, heal him. Face planted.
No, the devs have always been so amazing and so much fun, and they're hilarious.
Oh my God!
You know, because people think that they're so like, especially Black Pebble. Black Pebble gets the worst rap ever because he's the marketing guy and it's the evil marketing genius that has, you know, they've perpetuated that myth for so many years, and then they actually got Pebble in there, and he's funny. He's absolutely a riot.
Oh, he was awesome that night. He like we were calling out, give us this one to fight, give us that, and he was just throwing them at us for us.
Yep. Yeah. He's a real funny guy, but he comes across as very quiet.
I mean, he even summoned Havoc Force in AP33.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was funny.
Yeah.
And then we're yelling, and Miss Liberty. And Miss Liberty just stood there the whole time doing nothing.
Yeah.
No. She doesn't pay attention at all. So.
That's her back turned to us, just waving.
Hi.
Yeah.
She's like the Walmart greeter.
Welcome to Walmart.
Welcome to AP. There's nothing much going on here. Ignore the big jello behind me.
I can't turn my head. That's why I don't know what's going on back there. Do you hear a noise? I think she's been hanging out with what's her face from Magi too long.
Azuria.
Yeah.
Azuria and her revolving door.
I love the one. Somebody wrote up a court scene with Azuria and like, so. They had this, and they were hiding it. Yeah. And then you told the heroes to go steal it back from them. Yes, that's right. And you told them to bring it to you to keep safe. Yes, that's right. And what security measures do you have in your installation? We don't. I see.
Uh-huh.
it was like, and what was the point of you rescuing?
I've got a shelf on the wall.
Yeah, it was like, and Judge like, and the basically the tone was, and what's the point of the heroes keeping bringing it back to you?
Mm-hmm. Well, you've heard the Cape ad, right?
Probably. Which one?
Yeah, it's the it's one of our Chris Jenkins one, the Chris Jenkins attorney at law.
Maybe that's where I heard it from. Maybe that's where I heard it.
Oh, maybe it's basically him talking about you know, have you been a victim of Magi's have you been a victim of Magi's malfeasance?
Yes, I think I've heard that one.
And it's like something's been stolen from the vault again. Awesome, Daddy needs a new set of wheels or something like that. It's hilarious. So we have a lot of ads like that at the station that are built around things in the game, and that's one of the fun things. The game has been so immersive, in terms of, you know, all of those little things that you don't really think about but that are there.
My favorite is the magic shop being changed. I like the ES pizza and the one where the magic shop gets turned into the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, Nostradamus.
That's. It's got salsa. Get it?
Chupacabra, chimichangas.
Kids and familiars eat free.
Yeah. Rich, you ought to play on one of the commercials we have on the station.
Oh, all right. Hold on. Let me get back to you. Which one's...
Those are fun. So, yeah, I like the pizza.
We've made our own commercials.
Do the one with me and Addy. This is my old co-host, and we did it.
Did it for my show that's coming up in an hour and 15 minutes.
And it's just so funny because what he says at the end, I totally ad-libbed when I heard him say this. If I could find it.
It should be still on there.
I know. We just hold on. I'm doing a promo search. Come on. Sorry, guys. This is. Okay, what am I missing here?
I don't know. I guess it's gone.
How can it be gone? We didn't erase it, though.
Yeah, I might have.
Well, that was silly.
Oh, well, it didn't fit anymore since he wasn't your co-host.
Yeah, that's true. He hasn't been, 4 months? No, 3 months?
I guess it's gone.
Anyway, basically, we're just promoting the show, and I'm in character, and it's like... my line is before I go out on the week, before I go on a Friday night to party all night in my limo, before I make sure to listen to the Basics, you know, radio show. Now, his thing is he's dating this girl, Craw. So he goes, whenever me and Craw are hanging out, we always put Back to Basics on. It always gets me in the mood. Or it gets it enhances her mood. And I go, Eddie, I really think you need to get out more. So then every week that she was in, and I think she might sneak in, because every time she would go up in the chat, I would play the commercials. I'd say, everybody, just listen to this moment.
Here's one of my. Oh, go ahead.
And I would go, now, Craw, is this enhancing the mood? And she would go, I don't know what we're talking about.
Here's one of my favorites.
Hey, Acid, what's that you're drinking over there?
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm drinking Midnight Hobo.
Midnight Hobo? I thought you swore that off after the last time.
I know, but, I'm constipated, and it helps.
Yes, I'm sure it does. I remember the last time you had it. It was rather, explosive.
Yeah, but, I don't know what's in it, but it gets you drunk, and it tastes good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Midnight Hobo. We'd tell you what's in it. But we don't want shifty taste.
Oh, I can tell you what's in it, but you have to keep it on the down low, okay? So you take a little...
Remember, Midnight Hobo, it goes down like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
To satisfy your Midnight Hobo cravings...
Lord, give me some liquid nitrogen and a Q-tip.
Join us at Happy Hours on Saturday nights on Blog Talk Radio and at CSW, Cajun Swamp Wrestling.
Midnight Hobo, how you doing?
Yeah, that's some of the stuff that we've done. Half of the commercials are fun.
Yeah, well, and I think that's at least for our radio station, since it has been City of Heroes. centric. All of our ads have been COH focused. So you know, we find little random things in game and turn it into an ad, and then do. You know, we've been doing supergroup ads for a long time for folks, and so it's always been a hoot. So
yeah,
we have to figure out how to do it for champions and secret world. So it's just hard.
The deep bass voice at the end. He's my normal co-host for my radio show. That comes up here in an hour and a half, or whatever it is. But yeah, we do all of the commercials go back to the wrestling game that we play, and that one was for a specific company, Cajun Swamp Wrestling. And you know, you heard the drunk guy. Well, that's the owner of the company called Shifty the Drunken Clown. Yeah, we've got characters in there. So.
Yeah, tell Tony that we don't need his volume of one of Calhoun.
I will take that.
Sorry, then Tony's offering us off his bookshelf.
No, he's telling us he has and keeping them.
Why did he give us his LMB differential equations and boundary value problem book, which is kind of cool?
You know, what's funny. I bet if he signed it, Tony would just because he signed it.
Because then he goes to charity.
Yeah. See, I'd buy it just because it's a differential equations book, but that's just me.
Oh, Lordy, I hated DE. Oh, DE was my worst subject. I got out of it with a D, and I know that's because the professor took pity on me and gave me a D, so I have to retake the class.
Oh, bummer. I liked DPQ. I like all that. So
I have a math minor. I taught math for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
That's awesome.
If I ever get back to school, I'll be doing it.
He gave me up. That was one of the classes I'm sitting there going, yeah, never again.
I like DivQ, and then because I've got a math minor and I've got a physics degree, and so I really enjoyed my year math and physics classes. Those were awesome. It was like the freshman year crap. It's like really. I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Because I just do the whole calc stuff. I'm like, oh, this is so tiresome. Because I'd already done a bunch of it, and I had to take it again.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got sick my freshman year, my first semester. I ended up with mono. I ended up in the hospital. I missed 6 weeks of college. And so I managed to get a C in my calc 2, but I had to take it over in the spring because I'm like, I just don't know what solidly is. I was just like so bored. So I was happy to get something that was exciting. it worked out well for me. So.
When I took geometry in college, I had such a great geometry teacher in high school. Mm-hmm. And as the head of the, I went to a small private university, and the head of the math department was my teacher. And nice. he knew I had a really solid math background. Mm-hmm. And so I come into class first day, I show up, and when it's over, I say, you know, Dr. Peoples, I'll only be back for the test. And he goes, yeah, I figured. So one day I showed up for class. And about halfway through the class, he stops and he turns around and he looks and he goes, what are you doing here, Nikki? It's not a test day. I said, I was bored and decided to show up.
Nice. That's awesome.
And he just laughed and turned around and went right back to it. And they're all looking at me like, you know, really, seriously, you're getting away with this? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But by that time, I'd already had five classes with him.
Mm-hmm.
I'd already taken Cal 1 and Cal 2, you know.
Yeah.
He knew I knew the geometry.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. And, you know, I think that's one of the nice things about going to a smaller college, because I went to a small private college too, and my class sizes were small.
Oh, yeah.
And it was fantastic. I mean, my smallest class was myself. It was laboratory glass blowing, you know, and it was just me. And then my senior year, like doing my, just totally blanked on the name of the class. There was one of my physics classes that was, there was only five of us. And
well,
so,
see,
you know, we just hang out and we go get donuts.
My biggest class was about 35 to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to a Christian university, so it was a Bible class because, you know, everybody had to take
certain
Bible classes.
Mm-hmm.
And the smallest was four. And I took stats and
hated stats.
Oh, I loved it. I killed stats. But I took stats and differential equations in summer.
Mm-hmm.
And both of those classes have four of us in it.
Nice. Well, yeah, the nice thing about classes like that is you learn your stuff because there's no place to hide.
Yeah, there exactly. Or either or you don't learn it and everybody knows.
Everybody knows it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you know, and by the time I graduated, I had 7 of my 11 math classes with the head of the math department.
Nice.
And I walked in May, and then I had one more class I had to take, and they offered it as a Maymester, a 2-week class right after school was out. And Dr. Peebles was my instructor, and he walks in, and he sees me there, and he goes, Nikki, you could teach this class. And I had already started this class and had to drop it because of one of my education classes. And I reached in my bag and pulled out, and I said, I already have the first test. Can I go ahead and turn it in? And he just laughed at me. But I had to have that particular class because it was a requirement. But yeah. Like, he never knew what I was going to come up with in his class.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I have a real quick question on the donation page. Since I, you know, said I would do a radio show, donate radio time. On the description, is that for everybody to see? Everybody
no,
sees the description.
That's for us to understand what it is you're donating, and
okay.
We will be preparing an auction listing for you, and we can go back and forth with you about how you'd like that to be worded so that people are clear about what it includes.
Right.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure what I needed to put in there.
And you know what? I'm going to actually modify that form. I'm going to add a field as well to you a place, and maybe for now, if that field's not there, just go ahead and include it in the description of what you consider a decent starting bid to be for that. We've done the auction twice now. This will be our third year of doing the auction, and so we'd really like to have some input from the donors for what they feel a good, reasonable starting bid for something like that would be, $20, $50, or that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, because like the Ghost Widow doll that Mercedes did last year, the armature that it was built on was, you know, worth $2 just by itself. So if you took if you bought the doll and took it apart, you'd have $200 worth of stuff. So she wanted to make sure that it went for at least that, because that was her cost. So you know, little things like that. So.
Right. Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, and then it's about that time, isn't it?
Yes.
our kids have to go do things this time.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, you know, if you ever like to do a radio show for 30, you know, when you know, start getting close to time or what is, you know, the drive, be happy to use the station and any time, you know, Tuesday or busy other than that, you know, just read myself and we can get set up.
Okay, that might actually be great, because I know like with the Cape right now, we have so many events that there's a lot of stuff going on, so that might actually be really helpful to have that as an outlet
yeah
for the events that we run, because them overlap. So that would be good.
Cool.
All righty. Well, we've got to run this out. So I'll have fun.
Well, have fun with the little one.
Thank you. Guys.
Have fun.
Right, thank you very much
guys
for coming on.
Thank
you.
We really appreciate it.
All right. Will do.
All right. Take care.
Okay,
take
have
care.
A good night, guys.
Bye-bye.